One of the most valuable things that you can do in any situation that is really impacting you emotionally is having a big impact on how you're feeling. And particularly in any situation where you feel out of control, you feel powerless, you feel like there's something outside of you, someone else that is making you feel that way. One of the most powerful things you can do as a starting point is to perhaps pull out your journal, and I even get you to do it in the workbook, and ask yourself, in this situation, what is within my control and what isn't within my control? It may seem like a really simple practice, but I encourage you to do it, because trying to control those things that are not within your control will lead to stress, anxiety, frustration, a whole host of negative emotions. But then putting your focus on what is within your control and then getting to work to focus on that and change that will put you back in the driver's seat of how you're feeling and make you feel empowered. So that's one of the first things if you're encountering a situation where this is coming up. What is within my control and what is not within my control? When we look at these things that are not within our control, usually it's another person. It's circumstances that are just unfolding that we're not in charge of, other people's actions, decisions, thoughts, emotions, everything that's not really within us, right, is outside of our control to some extent. The first thing we need to do is make peace with that and accept that. Now, this is sort of a practice of surrender. This is a practice of acceptance and allowing. Stop fighting against the things that are not within your power to change or control, that are not your responsibility to change or control. Yeah? How much peace would that create? With no longer fighting, by no longer fighting with what you cannot control, and instead allowing it. Now, this might be difficult to allow and accept and let be something that you really don't like, something that's really deeply affecting you, something that feels stressful and challenging. But what you will find is a lot of relief will come from no longer obsessing or fixating on this external thing and just bringing your focus back onto yourself. So the first step is, when you identify what is not within your control and what you cannot change at this stage, is to allow it and accept it. Acceptance does not mean making it right. Does not mean saying it's good or positive or the way this person's acting or what is happening is what I want and is good. But acceptance means just letting it be, allowing it, no longer fighting against it, no longer resisting it, no longer creating inner struggle, no longer creating suffering within yourself. Taking your attention off what you cannot control and putting it back onto yourself. Okay, so I remember doing this in a day job. This was years ago when I had a job that I really, really disliked, and there were so many things about the job that drove me bananas, including my boss, including all the staff that I was trying to manage, including all the organizational issues I constantly had to deal with. And I felt like I was just constantly running around trying to put out all these little fires, trying to deal with this person, this boss of mine, trying to deal with all these staff issues, like going a little bit crazy, trying to run around and fix all these things that felt like they were the cause of my stress. Instead, what I decided to do when I began practicing this is just make peace with where it was. It was a mess. The organization was a mess. The way my role was set up was a mess. My manager was a control freak. And I was like, okay, this is the situation I'm in right now. It's not what I want. It's not ideal, but I'm just going to allow and accept this to be what it is for now. Making peace with it. It is what it is for now. Now, what is within my control? Not how my boss is acting, not whether staff are calling in sick, not all these organizational issues that have been going on for so long, not these, you know, how people are performing in their roles, not all this stuff. What is within my control is how I handle it, how I feel each day, the way I'm communicating, the decisions that I'm making, what I'm telling myself, whether or not I'm living in my power or not here. And I remember coming into that job, and every day I would set the intention to feel calm. That was my intention. I want to feel calm. And so I'd come in with the intention to feel calm today, and then I'd get into work, pick up the phone to check my messages, and there was chaos that I needed to deal with, and I would notice the big anxiety come over. But I'd remind myself, no, Connie, your intention today is to feel calm. Now, if I wanted to spiral into anxiety, I would start stressing and panicking and all those things. I knew how to run anxiety. But if I wanted to feel calm, what I realized I had to do was just say, okay, this stuff has happened. I don't need to make a meaning out of it. I don't need to go into an anxiety response over it. How can I deal with this calmly? How can I support myself to feel calm? I'd make a cup of herbal tea, I'd take a few deep breaths, and I just methodically work through what needed to be dealt with. And what was interesting was over time, as I learned to embody more of an energy of calmness, regardless of what was happening, all of those issues began to settle down. All of the problems just seemed to fade away. Because life is a reflection of you. Whatever emotional state you are carrying around is going to be manifested and reflected around you. And because I was showing up constantly anxious, I was manifesting all these things to continue to trigger and activate this anxiety. Whatever emotion you focus on, you will manifest experiences to help you create more of that. Because your body says, okay, anxiety is our familiar state of being. So let's just manifest more experiences to help her feel what feels familiar to her. But as I began to change my emotional state, regardless of what was happening around me, I got back in charge of how I was feeling. As I began to hold this new emotional state, life began to reflect me. Oh, she's calm. She's a calm person. She handles problems calmly. That's her emotional state. That's the state that her, that's her identity. That's who she is. And life will reflect that back. Okay, we'll create more experiences to help her feel that feeling. So it's a really powerful practice to take this on. So that's the first thing is, so first of all, what's within your control and what's not? If something's not in your control, allow it. Just let it be for now. It may be a really crappy situation, but we're just going to let it be for now. And then you're going to put your focus back on what is within your control. Okay? It's so important that we stop waiting for things outside of us to change, for us to feel how we want to feel. And instead, we decide how we want to feel, and then we get to work on that. That's what all of Slow Down and Tune In is about, is giving you the tools, the practices, the things that you can use to be creating the inner shifts, to be creating change from within, to be getting back in charge of how you're feeling and who you're being every single day. And what was interesting for me was as I began to embody more of a feeling of calmness and empowerment and happiness within myself in that job, I eventually transitioned out of that job because it was no longer in alignment for me to be there. So when we are trying to go about feeling how we want to feel the old way, we're actually keeping ourselves stuck in the very thing we don't want to be in because we're saying, I don't feel good and I can't feel better until I fix and change all these situations. And so you're going to stay trapped, constantly trying to fix and change and get rid of things that don't feel good and put in things that feel better. Or I'll be happy when I'm going to wait to feel happy until this thing falls into place. You're trapped. You're stuck. The only way it will change is if you say, okay, this situation, not ideal. Don't love it. Don't really want it. Doesn't make me feel good. But for now, it's where I am. So I'm going to make peace with that. And I'm going to turn my focus back into what is within my control, what is under my power, what will make me get back into my power, and what can I change? And as you change, as you do the inner work to change who you're being and how you're feeling, I promise you it's only a matter of time before life changes to reflect that back to you. Okay, in the next video, we're going to talk about some practices to help you with getting back in charge of how you feel, but this is a really important shift. If you can do this work, if you can practice making peace with where you are and changing yourself, regardless of what's happening around you, everything in your life will start to shift and change to reflect the new person that you're being.